Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're looking into something pretty cool, actually. A brand new facility that's specifically designed to help young people use ChatGPT to tell stories better.
Yeah, so you're talking about school clubs, aspiring authors, anyone really who wants to get their story out there. And the best part...
It's free.
Yeah, exactly.
Completely free to use.
Yeah, it's completely free.
That's wild. So yeah. What's unique about this place? I mean, is it just like everyone plugs into ChatGPT and out comes a novel?
No, not quite. This facility actually takes a very different approach.
Okay.
It's all about teaching young writers how to use ChatGPT to really become better storytellers. It's about, you know, enhancing their creativity, not replacing it.
Oh, so it's not just about AI writing stories?
No.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So how does that actually work?
Well, it's more like a guided collaboration, you could say. Like, imagine you have a brainstorming partner who can instantly flesh out your concepts and give you a framework for your story. That's kind of what ChatGPT does.
Oh, interesting. So let's say I'm like a young writer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've got this great idea for a fantasy novel.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into this facility, you know, I'm full of inspiration.
Yeah.
What happens next?
So first you would learn how to use ChatGPT effectively, you know, like how to give it good prompts, refine its output, and make it work for you.
Okay.
Then you would start giving it your story elements.
Oh, okay.
Like your characters, you're setting the basic plot points you've already thought of.
So then ChatGPT just spits out like a whole novel based on all that.
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
It creates what we call a template.
Okay.
Like a blueprint for your story.
Gotcha.
You know, it might give you a basic plot structure, offer prompts for key scenes, or even suggest character archetypes you can use to flesh out your characters.
So it's like a structured outline.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, cool.
But it's completely customized to your story idea. It's a starting point, not the finished product.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
So from there, the real magic happens.
Yeah, from there, the real magic happens. Okay. The facility offers workshops and guidance to help these young writers take that template and make it their own.
So it's kind of like they're getting like mentorship as well.
Exactly.
Oh.
They learn how to develop their characters, write good dialogue, build suspense, and weave in all those rich details that really make a story come alive.
Well, that's pretty cool. But I do have to ask, I mean, doesn't using a template kind of feel a little restrictive? What about, like, you know, letting your imagination just run wild?
That's a great question, and it's something they address head on at the facility.
Okay.
They teach these young writers that the template isn't a cage, it's like a springboard. It's there to provide structure and support.
Okay.
But ultimately, the real creative choices, you know, the voice, the style, the unique twists and turns, those are all up to the writer.
That makes sense. So it's more about learning how to use ChatGPT as like a tool for inspiration and guidance,
yeah,
rather than letting it like dictate the whole story.
Right, exactly. It's about empowering young writers to find their own voices, develop their own styles, and tell stories that are authentically theirs, all while mastering this really powerful tool.
Okay, so I think I get that.
Yeah.
But what about... You know, for people who might be skeptical about using AI in creative writing, is there like a concern that relying on ChatGPT could like stifle originality or, you know, even make young writers lazy?
That's a valid concern for sure. But this facility has a very specific approach to address that. They really emphasize that ChatGPT is just a tool, like a dictionary or a thesaurus.
Oh, so like it's all about how you use it.
Exactly.
Like a hammer can be used to build a house or it can be used to, you know, break a window.
Exactly.
It all depends on the hand that wields it.
Exactly. The facility focuses on teaching young writers how to use ChatGPT responsibly and ethically, you know, always making sure they're prioritizing their own creativity and that the technology serves their vision, not the other way around.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm definitely intrigued by all of this.
Sure. But,
what about those lessons learned summaries that you mentioned? How do those fit into all of this?
Yeah. Well, those are a key part of what makes this facility so special.
Okay.
At the end of each chapter or section of the story, the writers are guided through these really thought-provoking questions.
Okay.
And it's designed to encourage them to think more deeply about the themes, characters, and choices they've made in their writing.
So it's like a built-in mentorship program.
Exactly. It helps them develop a stronger understanding of their narrative choices and the impact those choices have on the reader.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's great. They learn to think like editors, basically.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So this is all super impressive. But I'm curious to know more about what happens after a young writer finishes their first draft. You know,
yeah.
Like, is there support for editing, revising, and, you know, actually turning that manuscript into an actual book.
Yeah, well, that's where things get even more exciting. Yeah, so the facility doesn't just leave the writers hanging once that first draft is done.
Okay, good, because that's, you know, that's a big part of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, they know that revising and polishing a story is just as important as that initial writing part.
Right, for sure, for sure.
So to make sure that happens, they offer a bunch of different things.
Okay.
Like group workshops on editing techniques.
Okay.
And they encourage the young writers to learn from each other, you know, give each other feedback.
So it's like a peer-to-peer kind of learning thing.
Yeah, exactly. And on top of that, they have experienced writers and editors on staff who offer one-on-one guidance and feedback.
Wow. So it's like having a whole team of writing coaches in your corner.
Pretty much.
That's amazing.
And remember those lessons learned summaries we talked about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those were cool.
Well, those actually also help with revisions.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of times, the things they learn in those summaries end up giving them new ideas for, you know, character development or plot twists or even, like, deeper themes to explore.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a built-in roadmap to make your story even better.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And then once a story is, you know, really ready to go, they help the young writers figure out how to actually turn their manuscript into a real book.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. We're talking about, like, published books,
yeah,
right? Not just, like, digital files.
Nope. They have all these resources and partnerships to help the writers navigate the whole self-publishing world.
Wow.
From formatting the manuscript to designing a cover to getting their book listed online.
They really thought of everything.
They really did.
This facility sounds like a dream come true for any young person who wants to be a writer.
It really is. And get this, they've made it all completely free for young writers.
Free? How is that even possible?
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's a combination of grants and donations and partnerships with organizations that really believe in this.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it really shows how much people value this program and the impact it has.
Yeah, exactly.
But I am curious about how they teach these young writers to use ChatGPT effectively.
Mm.
Like, what are some of the techniques they use?
Well, one of the key things is teaching them how to write really good prompts.
Yep.
You know, they learn how to give ChatGPT clear instructions, provide specific details, and set the tone.
Oh, so it's not just about typing in random stuff and hoping for the best?
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's about learning how to use ChatGPT as a partner.
Right.
And they also teach them how to be good editors of ChatGPT's output.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, ChatGPT isn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to learn how to spot areas that need work and make sure that the final story is really theirs.
So it's about using ChatGPT to enhance their abilities, not replace them.
Exactly.
The partnership.
It is. It's a collaboration.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I had access to something like this when I was younger. But is there like a specific age range they target? Or is it open to everyone?
Well, they welcome anyone who's passionate about writing.
Okay.
But their main programs are really designed for middle and high school students.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's a really important time for them to develop their writing skills.
Right.
And who knows, maybe they'll expand to offer programs for adults too.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
It's really exciting to see how technology like this can help writers of all ages.
It really is. And as we keep going deeper into this deep dive, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on what kind of impact this could have on the future of storytelling. You know, how do you think this could change the way we write and share stories?
That's a really great question. And it's something I think we need to consider carefully. Yeah, that is a really good question. I mean, where do we even begin with that? It's like trying to predict the future, right?
Yeah, it is a little bit like that. But I think we can look at what we know about this facility and kind of extrapolate from there, right?
Okay. So based on what we've seen so far, how do you think this is going to change things up?
Well, one thing that comes to mind is that it could really democratize storytelling, you know?
Okay. I'm not sure I follow you there. What do you mean by democratize?
Well, think about it. In the past, if you wanted to be a writer, you usually needed, like, you know, access to expensive workshops, mentorships, or even just like the time and space to really focus on your craft.
Yeah, that's true. It's not easy to just, you know, quit your job and write a novel.
Exactly. But this facility kind of changes all of that, right?
So
it's like they're leveling the playing field, you know?
Oh.
Anyone with a story to tell can come here, learn the ropes, and get the support they need. It doesn't matter what your background is or how much money you have.
That's a really great point. I hadn't thought about it that way.
And not only that, but they're also teaching these young writers how to use technology in a way that really empowers them.
Yeah, like, it's not just about replacing pen and paper with a computer.
No, it's about using AI as a tool to overcome writer's block, you know, to help structure a complex plot, or even just to brainstorm new ideas.
So it's like having a personal writing coach available 24/7.
Yeah, you could say that.
That's wild. But I do have to ask, you know, what about the concern that if everyone's using the same tool, won't all stories end up sounding kind of the same?
That's definitely a valid concern, but I think it's important to remember that ChatGPT is just a tool at the end of the day, right?
Right.
It's still the writer who's making the creative choices.
Oh, okay. So like two writers could use the same ChatGPT template, but still end up with totally different stories because of their own unique perspectives.
Exactly. Think of it like a recipe. You know, 10 different chefs can use the same recipe for chocolate chip cookies, but each batch is going to taste a little bit different depending on, you know, their techniques, the ingredients they use, and even the oven they bake them in.
That's a perfect analogy. I love that.
Yeah.
So it's really about using ChatGPT as like an ingredient in the storytelling process, right?
Exactly. And as more and more young people learn how to use this technology effectively, I think we're going to see this incredible explosion of creativity.
That's what's so exciting about all of this. It's not about AI replacing human creativity. It's about AI helping us to unlock new levels of creativity that we never even thought possible.
I couldn't agree more. And this facility is really leading the charge in that direction. They're showing the world what's possible when we combine the power of storytelling with the power of technology.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, this deep dive has been incredibly inspiring. It's given me so much hope for the future of writing and for the power of young voices to make a difference in the world.
Absolutely. And to all of you listening out there, keep writing, keep exploring, and never be afraid to experiment with new ways of telling your stories.
I think that's a perfect note to end on. So until next time, stay curious and happy writing, everyone.